Parshas Shlach. The beginning of the parsha, we send the Meraglim, although I don't think the Lashon of the Torah uses the word Meraglim, but it's Losor, V'yesuru es Eretz Kanan. And interesting, at the end of the parsha, you have V'loisasuru. So there must be a connection. But I saw an interesting remez in the end of Baaloischa, as like by every parsha, it says the Mispar HaPsukim, and Baaloischa is clue, Kuf Lamed Vav Psukim, 136. The remez is Mehalalel. What's the connection? I don't know, but there's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos, which Paragimel, Akavya ben Mehalalel Oimer, Histakel B'Shloisha Dvarim, Ve'enat Abali De'Avera. And that Histakel B'Shloisha Dvarim is Meshach Shaychit to Parsha Shlach. Why? So there's a remez because it says three times, Uri Isem, which is a Histaklus, Uri Isem. Uri Isem al Ha'avnoyim, it says by Parsha Shmois, by the Yaldois. And then in our Parsha, you have Uri Isem Es Ha'oretz, the beginning by the Meraglim. And at the end of the Parsha by Tzitzis, Uri Isem Oisoi, Uzechartem Es Kol Mitzvayis Hashem. So there's a remez, this is the Shloisha Dvarim, Histakel, Uri Isem, Shloisha Dvarim. Why? What does the Mishnah say? Dame Ayin Bosa, Ula On Ata Hoylech, Velefnei Miata Asalit and Din Vecheshmen. So may ayin basa, mitipas rucha, may ayin basa is uri isim al ha'avnoyim. Uri isim al ha'avnoyim is the leida. La'an ata hoylech is uri isim es ha'aretz. That's where you're going. Uri isim oisa is chartim es komitz ves Hashem is lefnei miyat osalit din v'cheshmi. And that's the shloisha dvarim that a person has to be roya. But it's interesting, this was Be'emes Negei in the previous parashas even, is a pasuk in Koheles. Zechayr es boyer echa bimei bacharusecha, and the goin on that mishnah is mitzayin this pasuk because he says you can read it three ways. Zechayr es boyer echa could mean boyercha, the kever, which is laonat ha'hilich. It could be be'ercha, which is the rechem, where is me'ayin basa, and it could be kipshutei boyer echa with me'miat asulim din mechesmen. And the truth is, by a saita who's supposed to remember these things, there's three parts that we do. Afar is the kever, there's the meham orim, is the mayim, is the tipa, and there's the, you write Hashem's name. And that's the three things that a person remembers, and if he remembers these things, he'll be misboinen, and ve'enat aboli de'avera. It's interesting though, the Reb Chaim Volozhin in Ruach Chaim, on the mission over there in Pirkei Avos of Histakel B'Shloisha Dvarim, he says everything is about tzitzis. First of all, the word tzitzis means lehistakel, histaklus. Tzitzis is a histaklus, but he says all three. May ayin bas, it says tzitzis three times in the parsha. We'll come back to the beginning of the parsha still, but at the end, it says, v'osu lahem tzitzis, al kanfe b'gdeyem l'doy roysom. L'doy roysom is may ayin basa, doyr hoylech v'dor ba, is may ayin basa. The next one is, v'noslu al tzitzis hakonof psil techeles. Techeles is tachlis. The tachlis is to see at the end, l'ana tohoylech. And the third one is, v'hoyo lachem l'tzitzis, u re'isim oysa, yuzchartem, is komitzvay sashem. That's you're going to remember. But we'll come back to that. Avada, the Indian of Shlach, is a person has to realize that every person is sent on a shlichus. Every person has a specific shlichus. You have to know what your shlichus is. If you're aware of the fact that you're on a shlichus, you will act upon that. But the ikar is to know what your shlichus is. A lot of times people are confused. There's not a clarity about what exactly your tafkid is. Avada, the ikar advarim, what to do. But when a person has, and he's zoicha to have a behirus about what specifically his shlichus is, because every person is sent on a shlichus, then you know and you can focus on what you're supposed to do. Now, there's an interesting medrash at the beginning of the parsha. This is not the only parsha where you have this. You have a lot of times in the medrash rabbah, at the beginning of a parsha, it brings a halacha. And kipshuta, it looks cryptic what this halacha is connected. Sometimes it's a play on words, but avada, there's much more to it. But what's the halacha that's brought down in Parshas Shlach? Halacha. Ma'u lifresh liyama gadol kaidim Shabbos shleishi yamim. Could a person go and travel overseas 3 days before Shabbos? Shana Rabbi Seinu, it's really a sugyan Shabbos, taf yudches. Ein mafligin besfina biyam hagadol shleishi yamim kaidim Shabbos. Okay, but why does that connect the dafka to the Parsha? This halacha that a person is not supposed to go travel on a boat on the sea 3 days before Shabbos. So an interesting pshat from the Panim Yafes, the Hafla, he makes a cheshbin If you know, the Meraglim was sent on Chof Tes Sivan. And he has a whole cheshbon to work out that the 40 days, the way it works out, he has it all cheshbon. But what comes out, he comes out, it was on a Wednesday. Now, the Meraglim here weren't traveling overseas, but they were traveling. And the emesis, when it says 3 days before Shabbos, there's a machlokes apoiskim. Does it mean Yom Revi is already not allowed because it's 3 days before Shabbos, or Yom Revi still is allowed? He works out that Chof Tes Sivan that year when the Meraglim was sent, it was Yom Revi, and it's being meramez about this halacha whether Yom Revi is mutter or not. But Klapi the Gufa Din, what's Taka the Pshat? Let's just a little bit go into this sugya. It's a Gemara in Shabbos Taf Yud Tes, and it's brought down the halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim and Simon Reish Mem Ches in the beginning of Hilchas Shabbos. I think Dirshu is Be'erach up to someone that's up to Dirshu. It's Be'erach up to there. Not the Amad Yoimi, Amad Yoimi, Shana River, but the Halacha. They have it worked out. Sazaman. Akoponim, what did the Gemara say? Tana Rabbanon, Ein Mafligin Besvina, Pachas Megimel Yoimim Kaidim Shabbos. You shouldn't leave on a boat 3 days before Shabbos. B'med Dvar Memurim for Dvar Rashus, but for Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to. There's Gedarim over there. What's the reason why you can't go on a boat? You're going to be on this boat for 4 weeks. You're going to be on this boat for 2 months. It's a long trip. But you're not allowed to start 3 days before Shabbos. Start at the beginning of the week. Why? What? What's the inyan? So the emes is, there are kama shittas in the Rishayim about this. If you want the bir halacha, afanort, kedarkai, he's misik to sikum of the different shittas in the sugya. He tells the vector, there are 6 shittas in the sugya. We'll go just b'ktzara. We're going to move on to other things also. But what does he say there, the shittas there? The Baal Amor over there in the sugya learns the reason is because you might come to do malacha ba'oinis, and you're not allowed to put yourself into an oinis. And it's a little madna, because again, you're going to be on this boat for 4 months, for a long time, for many Shabbosim. But to start close to Shabbos, to put yourself in a matzah, you might come to oinis, you're not allowed. The Ramban brings this because maybe the guy on the boat will do malacha for you. Rabbeinu Chananel says it's al tchumin, and that already you have to get involved, how high the boat is, because it's not so pushy, you're going out of the tchum if it's lamalam yasar tfachim. Toysa says, over the Afan Art, it's Pasha to Gezeri, you might build a raft. Gezeri, you might build a raft. The Rif brings an interesting pshat. The Rif learns it's because of Oinig Shabbos. What's the Shachas Oinig Shabbos? Because the first 3 days on the boat, a person is still, it's bumpy and shaky, and his stomach is not for it. He's not ready, settled in, and it's that fell in an Oinig Shabbos. And there's various other pshatim, although it's interesting, we mentioned already, the Goyin says it's a machlekes, what about Wednesday or not? So that the shaila is like each pshat, you have to work out why 3 days includes Wednesday or not. I heard once, like, Oinik Shabbos, the machlekes is, if you leave on Wednesday, you'll first get your stomach and your whole situation cleared, that you have, like, stability near the end of Shabbos. But that's good for the machlekes. Do you need to have Oinik Shabbos the entire Shabbos, or it's enough that at least Shalashidus Torah you'll have already, you'll be in a matziv of being Me'unig, Oinig Shabbos. That's the various shittas. But you have to know what the remez over here is. This Fasemis writes that the remez over here is that a person has to know that every person is going on a shlichus, and you have to know you're preparing on your shlichus for Shabbos. But Arayin into the sugya, Shlach Lecha Anoshim, the Rabbi Nishlalim says, Lecha, Ledaitcha, you make the decision. I'm not being mitzvah for you to send shluchim, but if you want, you could send shluchim. Shlach lecha anoshim. There's a whole shaila. What kind of people are we talking about over here? And we're going to see. I mean, no suspense in the story here. There's going to be 10 of the meraglim are going to be saying diba sa'aretz, and only Kalev and Yeshua are going to come and say l'toiva. The Kliyaka writes, the mistake was it was shlach lecha anoshim. It would have been better if they sent noshim. Noshim would have been oyev the aretz more, and then it would have been matzliach. The mistake was shlach lecha anoshim. As I said, the Kliyaka, interesting. The Chidor writes, and he brings from the Arizal, that every one of these meraglim, Be'emes, it's a little unclear what the Seder is. The order of the Shvatim here, sometimes it goes Seder Leidosom, sometimes it goes Kefi the Seder of the Degolim. It doesn't look like there's a rhyme or reason here in the order of the Shvatim that are brought. I heard once a Chiddush, it's Lefi Seder Chashivusam of the meraglim. Meaning, not Reuven is mentioned first. Shamua ben Zakkar was the most chashiv, which is interesting. That means Yeshua ben Nun is down the lower down. Interesting. But the Chidah brings Hashem that result that every one of these meraglim that was sent was nizgalgal into him the neshama of that shevet. In Shamua ben Zakkar was also nizgalgal the union of the neshama of Reuven, and Shofet ben Chori got the neshama of Shimon, and that's why it says lamate Yosef lamate Menashe. Ephraim also was from Yosef. Yeshua ben Nun, Hashem ben Nun. But Lamate Yosef is because in Gadi ben Susi, who was from Menashe, he got Yosef's neshama. So what did Yeshua get from Ephraim? He got Levi's neshama, because Levi's not part of the 12. But he says, afterwards, when they did the chait of the Diba Sa'aretz, they lost that extra neshama that they got from the Shevet. Rak Yeshua v'kalev choyu. They only the ones that stayed alive. They stayed alive means they were the ones that remained with the neshama of the Shevet that was put into them. Now there was an akuta of chait over here. The Meraglim, there's different shatim. Either they felt that in Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be down back to this world, right? In the Midbar, we're living in sort of a ruchniyistik incubator, and everything is lamalim and ateva, and they were scared of getting involved into the reality in Eretz Yisrael, but b'chol zeis, with your feet on the ground. And it always happens in Chodesh Tammuz. Tammuz is Rosh HaTevis, Tachas Mokam is Zman. It's also Zman, Shuvah, Mamash, Shubah, different remes, but it's that they didn't want to get down to being really in this world, the high Alma, and being mitmodeg, what's the word? Being challenged and dealing with the, it's Eretz Yisrael, but the mundane as opposed to what was in the Midbar. And Lamai said, the Lashon is Shlach, because had they not done this and not came back with the Dibur Sa'aretz, they would have been Zoich, and they would have entered Eretz Yisrael, and there wouldn't ever have been a Churban and all of that. But there's a remez, says the Baal HaTurim, Shlach, because Churban Bayis Rishon was in the year 3338, Shlach. Gimel Alofim, Shloishim Vishmoin, Alfi the Cheshbin, was the year of Churban Bayis Rishon. It's already hinted over here. This Shlach caused the ultimate Churban. The Chasam Sofer writes, it's interesting, he's called Hosheya Bin Nun. All the other ones are Ben Nun. Why over here is it Bin Nun? So he says an interesting pshat, if the first day in these in Yonim. His name was Hosheya. So where did he get the Yud? How did he get a Yud for the name Yehoshua? So the pshat is the Yud he got from Sarai. Sarai had a Yud, and eventually Sarai, the Yud was taken away and turned into Sarah. Actually, Avram turned into Avraham. That's the Yud. Yud is 10. Not such a complex gematria. Just one Yud, and it's two Hays. The two Hays went to Avraham and Sarah. But where did the Yud go? The Yud went to Yehoshua. That's interesting. I thought the Yud was split into two Hays, and it was given to Avraham and Sarah. Terah says there's a Ktzois. There's a chiluk between the Cheftza and the Shavius. The Shavius of the Yud was, of the gematria, was broken into two Hays and was given to Avraham and Sarah. Oh, but the Cheftza of the Yud went to Yehoshua. But Sarai, the Yud, doesn't have Nakudas. Where did he get the Nakudas? Yeah. Where did he get the two Nakudas? He had to borrow it from the Ben. The Ben had to turn it, the Segel had to turn it to Bin. And then you were able to take two Nakudas. The Segel is three Nakudas. You took the two Nakudas, says the Chasam Sofer, and you put it under the Yud, and then it became Yehoshua. Now it's interesting because there's a Vart from the Ayav Yisrael Me'apta. I saw this brought down, Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings it. In the Sefer that brings it up, Chaim Kanievsky brought from Oyev Yisrael. Chaim Kanievsky didn't learn Oyev Yisrael. It wasn't in the Chayvis, but he knew it from a different Sefer that quotes it. They worked it out. But he quotes it, Lamaisa, and it is in the Oyev Yisrael. He says, it's interesting, Targum Yonison says, Vayikra Moshe, Lahoshea bin Nun Yehoshua. The Targum Yonison says, he saw that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Yeshua was an Onav. So he called him Yehoshua. What's the connection that he's an Onav? So the Oyev Yisrael brings, because Be'emes it says, Lasid Lovai, the Tchias HaMesim is going to be, if you say the Aleph Beis, the Tchias HaMesim is going to be, let's say, the Aleph Beis of your name. So L'chair Hosheya, turning him into Yehoshua is a downgrade, because he used to be with a Hey, and now his name starts with a Yud. He's going to have a delay in the Tchias HaMesim. So why would he be masking? So he says he was masking because Be'emes Yehoshua was an Anov, that's what it says. And there's a Medrash that says that the Anovim are going to go first in Tchias HaMesim. And it's a Kadima. So since he saw anyways that he's an Anov, so it's not a problem to switch his name from Hosheya to Yeshua. May Oidi, I never understood. By the Anovim also, maybe there's only a few Anovim, but if there's a lot of Anovim, it's vital if you say the Aleph Beis. Invited is a delay. Kenzain, by the Anovim, it doesn't go if you say the Aleph Beis. It goes if you say the Rav the Anov. It goes if you say the Rav Anov. But Akoponim, since he was an Anov, it wasn't bothered that it switched from Hosheya to Yehoshua. So they come back and they say Dibes Haaretz, and there's a whole oinish over here, ad kedei that it's vayamusu ha'anoshim moitzi dibas oretz rov v'magayf l'fnei Hashem. Rashi says nishtarvev l'shoinam atiburam v'teilom yoytzim l'shoinam v'bom l'tach tiburam agafer l'chamisa mishuna from their loshoin because they spoke loshoin hara. It's interesting, the Tor and the Shulchan Aruch and Eirechayim and Simin Tof Kuf Pei brings down Elu Yomim right at the end of Hilchas Tainus. The next Simin is already Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. The last Simin in Hilchas Tainus, Simin Tof Kuf Pei. He brings, we know this basic Tzoymais, but there's a lot of other ones besides the Iker ones that we have. Tzoym Gedalia, Tainus Esther, Shiva Sabatamas, all the Tzoymais. You have other days that are Misaneh, and there's a Shalom the Girsa. There's some say on Gimel Elul, some say Zion Elul, some say Yud Zion Elul. It's a Shalom the Girsa there. Was the day that the Moitzi Dibas Haaretz died. So the Rishonim asked, the Torah brings it from the Rishonim already. The Rishonim asked, why should we commemorate Rishonim? Why should it be a Tzoyim on the day that they died? Teretz says, because it Pecholifin brings out that everyone else in Klai Yisrael also got Tzoras from this. We didn't get in Teretz Yisrael. And we commemorate on the day that they died. I saw Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld brings, there's a Shalom, whether it was Gimel Elul or Zion Elul or Yud Zion Elul. He says the most appropriate Girtzah would probably be Yud Zion Elul. Why? I mean, the story happened here on Tisha B'Av. But he says the same way their chait was for 40 days, it's mistabarosa that their oinish was for 40 days. 40 days from Tisha B'Av is Yud Zayin Elul, and that's why they were punished. And that's why it's commemorated on that day. Now, the Magen Avraham over there in Simen Tov Kuf Pei, after the Mechaber already brings dozens, a whole bunch, I don't remember the number, a lot of days that are brought down from various Makaris that they should be Tzoymois, fast days. The Magen Avraham brings a different inyan of a Tzoym on Chaf Sivan, which was, or is, yeah, when it was Chaf, when is Chaf, what's today's day? What? Today is Chaf Aleph. Okay, so yesterday, the Magen Avraham brings that there's an inyan of a Tzoym on Chaf Sivan. He says in Malchus Poilin, there's a fast day on Chaf Sivan. It's because of the Gezeris that happened in Tach V'Tat, we commemorate in the Ukraine with the Geferlich Gezeris that were there then. And he says there's an Indian to fast on Chaf Sivan. But the Sfarim explain that Chaf Sivan is an Indian because right after Chaf Sivan is 100 days till Rosh Hashanah from Chaf Sivan. There's also Remez Kiyot al Kase. Ka. Kase is Chaf Sivan. Ka is Yoim HaKippurim. There's a connection between Chaf Sivan. I saw there's also a Remez brought down. It says, Mo Hashem Shoyal Me'imach. And Mo Hashem Shoyal Me'imach is 45. Mo is 45. Because Tu Ba'av is 45 days. Starting ready to count. Till Rosh Hashanah. But Chamisha Osar Ba'av is Gematrix. Spell it out. Chamisha Osar Ba'av. But Al Tikri Mo. Elomeya. Already from Chaf Sivan, a person is supposed to realize that it's 100 days till Rosh Hashanah and start getting involved. The Sfarim bring down that there's a remez to Chaf Sivan, to the inyan of Tach V'Tat. There's a lot of remozim brought down l'gavi that. Now, the Meragim came back after 40 days. They left on Chaf Tes Sivan. They come back. Now it's Tisha B'Av, and they get punished. Yoim L'Shana. Yoim L'Shana. Interesting. Their chet was for 40 days, but they get punished in the Midbar for 40 years. There's an interesting cheshbon from Rabbi Aizel Charif. Rashi brings at the beginning, Ba'isa Shok Sherem Hayu. Ba'isa Shok Sherem Hayu. For 1 hour, they were kosher. So he says, Gevaldik. The Yidim were punished. They were in the Midbar for 40 years as a punishment for the Meraglim. But it wasn't Mamish 40 years. Why? They entered the Midbar on Tesvav Nisan, but they already entered Eretz Yisrael on Yud Nisan. Plus, Acharaser Yoimei Chayrev Derech Harseir Ad Kodesh Barneir. The trip is supposed to take 11 days. That's not the punishment. So 11 days, take off, because it's anyway supposed to take at least minimum 11 days. 4 days, there's a deviation. They entered Tesvav Nisan, but they weren't there until a full 40 years. They already entered Yisrael on Yud Nisan. That's another 4 days off. That's 15 days. Now, Yoim L'Shana, make the cheshbon. Yoim L'Shana, that means each hour is half a month, 12 months in a year. Yoim L'Shana. So an hour, 24 hours in a day, is 15 days. Moiridik. Ba'oysa shok sheirim hayu. So the Ravera wasn't for the full 40 days. It was 40 days minus 1 hour. The punishment also is 40 years minus 15 days. Because 11 days is, anyways, the trip is supposed to take, plus another 4 days. So that's the cheshbon of Ba'oysa shok sheirim
Hayu.
In the Hemshech of the parasha, you have Hafroshas Chala. Hafroshas Chala, the Sephorna writes, he says, originally, the Sephorna has a mahalach like this, that events that happen affect halacha. And he writes that originally Karbonis didn't need Nesachim, it's also in this week's parasha, and also there wasn't a need for Hafroshas Chala, but after Chet Egel and Chet Meraglim, that's why it warranted that now you need these extra inyanim of Hafroshas Chala and of Nesachim. Hafroshas Chala, Chala is Gematria 43. And if you make a cheshbon, I don't want to go through with all the details of the cheshbon, as we did it in Shia today, that the shear for Hafroshas Chala is 43.2 beitzim. 43. Chala is 43. And there's a story, we talked about it, that the Tzlach, he Poshet made a kli, that the Rambam describes how many etzbois it is to fit 43 beitzim, and he made such a kli, and he put beitzim in, and he saw 86 beitzim went in, so he was machadish that the beitzim changed, and that affects shiurim. But the Chazon Ish said no, he said he miscalculated on the etzba. If he would have had the right etzba, the etzba is not 2 centimeters, it's 2.5 centimeters, if he would have made the kli based on a drop bigger etzba, then it would have been taka, 43 beitzim. Another rem is interesting, we said chal is gematria 43, the lashon of the brach is Lahafresh chala min ha'isa. If you take out chala 43 from min ha'isa, ha'isa is 145, you're left with 102, which is emuna. Meaning if you take out chala from the isa, you're left with emuna. The yisoid of hafreshes chala is to realize emuna. There's a lot of other sugis over here, but we have at the end, we have the makoshish, and then finally parshas tzitzis. What's the connection between Mekoshes, which is Shabbos, to Parsha Tzitzis? Shabbos is Shakal Keneged Kola Teira Kula. Tzitzis is Keneged Kola Teira Kula. And the purpose of Tzitzis is to remind us of, we spoke earlier also, about Kol Mitzvah Hashem. There are Shmoina Chutim at each corner, and 5 Ksharim, that's 13, and Tzitzis itself is Gematria 600, Tzitzis is Gematria 600, if you spell it Malay. And therefore, it reminds you of the Taryag Mitzvahs. The purpose of Tzitzis is Lamantiskar, as Kol Mitzvahs Hashem, because as we said, Tzitzis is Gematria 600, plus 5 Ksharim, plus 8 Chutim is Taryag. And the Tzitzis is supposed to remind you, we know the famous Gemara in Menachos, that there was a certain person, he wanted to do a Chet, and what was Meineh him from Chet, was because Lamaisa, his tzitzis came, he was Moirid Begodov, and then the tzitzis gave him a patch, and the tzitzis reminded him not to do that very famous Gemara Menachos. So, we know that on Hilchas Tzitzis, a person, you need 32 chutim, 8 on each corner, and Avada L'chatchila, you're supposed to have all 32, lave, all 32 chutim. But the emes is, if some of the chutim, if originally you put the full 32, even if one or two, or even a few, I'm not going to go into all the details in Eir Chaim, Simon Yud Beis, there's ways that if even some of the chutin get ripped off, if the original, whereas 32, you're still yaitzim in the raisa, you're not wearing a beged without tzitzis. But avada, the best way is that it should be 32. There's a vart from the Sar Shalom of Bells. He said, the segula of tzitzis that it protects you from chet is only if it's the real 32. Don't think that b'dievet, if some of your tzitzis got ripped, you say, oh, it's still kosher. Yeah, you're yaitzim, in the raisa, you're yaitzim. But the segula that it's protecting you from Aveira, from the Yetzer Hara, it's not going to protect you. It's only going to protect you if you have Taka Richtig, L'chatchila, all 32. So he gave a remez, quoting the Gemara that talks about the Yefas Toyer, Loi Dibra Toyer Ela Keneged Yetzer Hara. So he said, I'll copy the Gemara, the Gazam, he says, Loi is 31. Loi Dibra Toyer. Midaraisa Yeyaitza. Even if you had originally started with 32, now you only have 31. Dibra Toyer Yeyaitza. Ela is 32. Ela Keneged Yetzer Hara. You want the tzitzis to work against the Yetzer Hara, you need the Gansa Eli, you need the Gansa 32. Law is different Torah, and the Raisa, so 31 is enough. But the emes is, you have to know that the lave of tzitzis is to have to, the Lay Sasuru has to be the, you have the entire 32. And I add, you have to put your heart into it. Don't just go, you know, haphazardly put them on in the morning. Realize that the tzitzis is taka, you're doing kol rega verega, mitzvah Hashem, it's a protective ruchniyistika, shmira. Rabbeinu Bechaya also brings that tzitzis is gematria 600, plus the 5 ksharim, plus 8 chutim. Nor hakamon, it's a problem that tzitzis is not 600. there's only one yud in tzitzis. The kri is tzitzis, as if it said tzadi yud tov. But the way it says it is tzadi tov. It's only 590. You're missing out on the 600. So he says, yeah, but it says v'hoyah lachem lit tzitzis. Lit. He has a whole minyan. The lamed represents the kutcha brichu. The yud is the pinkle of yud. Li. But the lamed is makes up for the three yuds that are missing in the tzitzis. The Gemara in Menachos brings a machloikis tanoim. How many mitzvahs? The tzitzis on four corners, but how many mitzvahs is it? So the Mishnah says, Dalit tzitzis ma'akven zuazu. There's no inyan to put on tzitzis on three of the corners. It's one package deal, all four corners. But Rabbi Shmuel argues, Rabbi Shmuel says, Arba'aton arba mitzvahs. It's four separate mitzvahs. Like Rabbi Shmuel, if you only put on one corner, chutz, you did a mitzvah. You could wear the tzitzis already. You're doing a mitzvah on one corner. There's another mitzvah. But each corner is a separate mitzvah. And who then the Gemara says, Balas chamesh. If you have a five-cornered beged, like the Rabbanan put it only on the outer foremost corners. Let Rabbi Shmuel put on all five corners. Every corner is a mitzvah. Bazunder a mitzvah. Tosis and Saita has a kasha. Shasantizach. If it's four mitzvahs, Mice is like this. We know this Taryag mitzvahs. Okay, late Rabbi Shmuel, we suddenly have, like, how do you work out Taryag? Late Rabbi Shmuel, tzitzis itself is four mitzvahs. A moira de gazach. There's a Gemara in Saita Daf Gimel. The Gemara brings there's a three machlokes in between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, lo yitama, by the Ishtoi, lo yitama, rishus. Rabbi Kiva says, choiva. Another one is, lo oilam behem tavoidu, Rabbi Shmuel says, rishus. Rabbi Kiva says, choiva. Vikini es Ishtoi, rishus. Rabbi Kiva, machoiva. Like Rabbi Shmuel, you're missing out on three mitzvahs, he calls them rishus. So the Einfall is, yeah, it's Lashitosa, he has it made up. It's worked out that by tzitzis is four, and that's how you get to exactly a cheshbon of Taryak. Now, there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis, tzitzis, Lamed Beis. Shabbos, Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara says, if someone is zohar in the mitzvah of tzitzis, he'll be zoicha to 2,800 avodim. Lost it, love it. Good morning, Shabbos. Mr. Brewer brings it. Why? So, Pashit, the way Rashi learns, the Gemara brings a pasuk that La'asid Lavai, Goyim, from all the different Umais, will run after a Yid at every corner of his Beged. There are 70 Umais. It says he'll have 10 from each Uma. 70 Umas times 10 is each corner, plus four corners, is 2,800. That's the 2,800 Avodim that a person is going to be good. It wrote down Gemara and Shabbos Taflam and this. It's interesting, in the Kisvei Arizal, he brings down if someone is Zohir in Mitzvah Tzitzis, he's going to be Zohir to 1,800 Avodim. And everyone mutches. The Gemara says 2,800. Why did the Arizal say 1,800? The Goyin says the Pshat is because Tzitzis is Gematria 600. And it says 600, it says Tzitzis three times. Three times is 1,800. So that's if it's 1,800. Where does the 1,000 come from? It says Konaf Psil Techelis. Knaf Techelis is 1,000. Gematria 1,000. It says Bezmanazer, we don't have Techelis. That's what he says. So he says, when the Gemara says 2,800, the Gemara is including Tchelis also. 2,800 is tzitzis is 1,800, plus knaf tchelis is another 1,000, is 2,800. When the Arizal said 1,800, the Arizal was going with the cheshbin of without tchelis, so it's only 1,800. Now, Lamai said there are two different mitzvahs. There's lavon and there's tchelis. Nowadays, we don't have tchelis. There's a famous kasha that the Rishonim asked, the Shagas Ari has an arichas about it, but Be'etzim, the Shurish Advarim is already in the Rishonim. The kasha is, what's the heter to wear a four-cornered beged? You're not allowed to wear a four-cornered beged without tzitzis. So what's the heter to wear a four-cornered beged without tchelis? If you don't have tchelis, it should be preferable. Don't put on a beged with don't wear a four-cornered beged. Don't wear a four-cornered beged. You're doing, to say, if you wear a four-cornered beged without lavan, are you just not doing a mitzvah, or you're doing an aveira? Big machlokes rishonim. The real lavan, And the Rash Midrash and many Rishonim, the topic really starts if on Shabbos a person's going and realizes that his tzitzis is ripped. So the Gemara that handles it might be a shiloh of carrying on Shabbos. Fragging the Rishonim, what do you mean? You have a bigger problem, not a bigger problem, you have another problem also. You're wearing a beged without tzitzis. So this is this huge machlokes rishonim. If it's usher to wear a four-cornered beged without tzitzis. Or no, it's like, you're just not wearing a four-cornered beged. You're not doing, a guy that's not wearing a four-cornered beged is also not doing a mitzvah. So if you're wearing a four-cornered beged without tzitzis, you're not doing the mitzvah. Or no, it's usher. So frek shagas aryeh, if it's taka usher, so what's the heter nowadays that we wear a four-cornered beged without tchelis, if it's an aveir? Must be, it's right that it's just a mitzvah, not an aveir. So the stipler, Menoches in Kilos Yankov, he says no. He says it's taka usher. It's usher. Oh, but chaval, there's a mitzvah of lavan. And the two mitzvahs, it's essay doicha essay. It's kedai to wear a beged with four corners with lavan, and you're doing the mitzvah of lavan. Yes, you're also doing the aveira of isser essay of wearing a beged without chelas. Oh, but it's shaveh, it's kedai, because you're having the mitzvah of lavan. Mavel. There's a different pshana than a tziv. I'll try to explain it. They're interesting, their hair. He says you have to chap that there are two categories of mitzvah. You have mitzvahs that are a pa'ula that you bechlal never would have done in a daily day. To blow a shofar, right? You don't blow a shofar. On Rosh Hashanah, you do this pa'ula that's like out of the blue, out of the box. Blow a shofar. Shakal aluluf. But then you have tzitzis. Tzitzis, be'etzim, is wearing clothes. We wear clothes. The Torah is saying, this is how you should wear the clothes. With a four-cornered beged, put tzitzis on. Or sukkah. We eat. We always eat. On sukkahs, eat here. They say tzitzis and sukkah is a base thing about taking azoy zolman essen, azoy zolman throbin kleider. That's how you should wear clothes. That's how you should eat. Then there are mitzvahs that are stam, like out of the blue, blow a shofar, things like that. So he says like this. A mitzvah like shofar. If someone didn't blow shofar, he didn't do the mitzvah. Is there a difference between someone who bechlal Rosh Hashanah just did not blow shofar at all, or a guy that held a shofar and went like this with it, or a guy that blew a chatzotra instead, or a guy that blew shofar instead on Gimel Tishrei? They're all the same. He didn't do that in you. Didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do the mitzvah, but it's the same didn't do the mitzvah. It's the same didn't do the mitzvah if he held the shofar, didn't hold the shofar, looked at the shofar, shuckled the shofar. It's all the same. Wearing a four-cornered beged without tzitzis, eating outside a sukkah. A guy, instead of blowing shofar, ate. I mean, he didn't blow shofar. But mitzvahs such as eating, wearing clothes, basics, there, the tzura of the mitzvah is such that if you did it the wrong way, you did an aveira. You wore clothes in the not richtig way. You ate in the wrong place. You did something wrong. Wearing a four-cornered beged without tzitzis, or not wearing a four-cornered beged at all. Is the same? Again, not going anywhere within 3 miles of a shofar or holding a shofar and shuckling it. Is the same. By eating, or by beged, wearing the four-cornered beged without tzitzis, is you did it the wrong way. You wore clothes the wrong way. You did something wrong. Because tzitzis is a kind of a mitzvah that's it's not out of the blue. It's this is how you should wear clothes. And sukkah as well, eating. Says the Netzev in Ma'ariv deKazach, he says, you should understand, there's a difference between tchelas and lavan, and pardon the expression. He says, lavan is taka azoy, is how you should wear clothes. Tchelas, I know it's also on the same beged, but tchelas is out of the blue. Tchelas is just a different thing that you do. If you didn't do it, say you didn't do it. Meaning, avada, even the Rishonim that say, the real lavan that says that a beged without lavan is an isser, but then we're asking, so Bezmanah said we don't have tchelas, well, he says, no, tchelas avada is tamazi out of the blue. Tchelas is avada, tamazi a shofar. So there's no difference if you bechlal wouldn't wear a beged or you wore one without chelis. The whole machloikis is only by lovin, because the whole machloikis was only by ke'elu, suge mitzvah, that it's azoy zomen esen, azoy zomen gein, arum v'kleide. Chelis is a shofar azah. Oibazoy, it's move on, that even if beged without lovin is an isser, beged without chelis, efshir is not. Good.